News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
There's another big anniversary today, and it's 10 years ago this week. The world of the mobile phone was changed forever. On the 29th of June 2007, Apple released the first ever iPhone. So just how revolutionary was this new phone? To discuss this, we're joined by Adrian Weckler of the Irish Independence Technology Editor. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
This really has completely and utterly transformed the world as we see it. You're mentioning here in your piece in the Irish Independence this morning that, you know, look around any bus, restaurant or public space, look into any sitting room or through the windows of stopped cars at traffic lights, anytime, anywhere, almost everyone is now looking down at a small 5-inch screen.
Yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell. And I don't think there's anyone listening to this that doesn't recognise that scenario. And despite, you'll still hear people saying, oh, I'll never get one of those, or it's terrible the way that everybody, you know, just stares at their small screen, and why can't they speak to each other anymore? And yet, if you actually ask them about their family or you ask about their own habits, you know, you'll have parents groups and schools and WhatsApp groups, you've grandparents who, you know, who increasingly need or like to use iPhones or, you know, Samsungs or Sonys. It's not just the iPhone that is a smartphone now, but it is the iPhone that kicked it off. And they really need these things now as communicators. It's kind of become your phone and your camera and your computer and even your social life, in a way, kind of wrapped up into one small gadget. So it's no surprise that pretty much survey after survey tells us that there really is only one indispensable thing now in our daily routine, and that's actually the phone.
And it's also killing human interaction. Like it is. I remember one sight that really struck me on Christmas morning in our home. There's a big corner couch in our living room, and there was a bunch of kids on it, all ranging in age from about 5 to 15 or 16. And there was about 7 or 8 of them there, and they were very quiet. And all of them, we just looked down and said, all of them at the same time were all looking into these little phones. Not a word out of any of them.
I know. And anyone over the age of 40 thinks that's an incredible, abysmal sight. And yet, and I'm one of those, I'm over 40. And yet, I would urge you to think about it in a slightly different way. I mean, we have kids in this house, and we see exactly the same thing as you see. And the kids that come over and they hang out with each other, and then they sit on the couch and they're supposed to be watching a TV program, or they're supposed to be chatting and having a bit of crack. It might even be a party, and they're all looking at their phones. But I would suggest to you that actually kids can still be completely okay and do that at the same time. You often hear the point that human interaction is dying and dead, but actually if you talk to kids and you look at the way that they do talk to each other, they're pretty well adjusted. They're arguably better adjusted than we were at that age. And what's happening is that they're using their social apps like Snapchat or Instagram or whatever, or WhatsApp, as a kind of a supplement to what they're doing you know, in the moment. Now, one issue with that is you could argue that the positive effects of boredom maybe are being killed off. It's almost impossible to be completely bored now, because you always have this thing in your pocket. You always have this little virtual parallel universe which you could dip into for all sorts of entertainment or divilment. And that's a point. But I think if you talk to 16-year-olds or 18-year-olds, I really don't get the impression that they're worse adjusted.
But we are so dependent on them. A dystopian picture or a worst case scenario for the world would now be that somebody comes along, the Chinese work out a way of, or the Russians, of completely knocking out the smartphone network.
Yeah, completely. Apple's newest ad, I mean, going back to Apple and their iPhone, their newest ad actually kind of pokes a bit of fun at that, and it imagines a scenario where some cataclysmic electronic event happens that knocks out everybody's smartphone, and everybody starts running out the street. They're screaming and oh my god! But
I think that could be very realistic.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, okay. I mean, you know yourself from talking to your friends. You know what is, you know, the phone goes missing, it's stolen, it's lost, absolute chaos, way worse than a wallet.
I know. I have to sit beside a gentleman here who depends on his phone very much as well. Adrian Weckler of the tech correspondent with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.